More than happy to share all this. We had a couple of announcements, basically Manatech Now. You're going to have a corporate guy, Joel Bickman's going to talk about some of the new things that he talked about at the event. And then we're going to, I think somebody's doing the show at STP for you on Tuesday night, so don't miss Tuesday night. And then the Building Champions call on Saturdays, never miss those. I mean, make it part of your weekly routine. It's part of the habits that you heard Mary talk about in June and all weekend long, habits. Our life is about, we create what we create because we establish habits in our life, and that's what we generate. We're in charge of those habits, and it's those day in and day out exercises we do that create our tomorrow. So it's important that you put the Champions Call on your priority list and make that part of your life. All right, so let's jump in and talk about what this event was all about. Manatech Leaders Event, Frisco, November 2014, Friday afternoon. I'm just giving you a little wrap-up from the national directors and above. I just gave you a few hot points out of that event. It wasn't open to everybody. It was just leadership group, but I wanted to share some of those things. Mark Nichols came up. He talked about the great financial results. Some of you haven't seen them, but we're talking about 286% growth in income and 600% growth in sales. And I mean, these percentages aren't even double digits. They're triple digits when you look quarter to quarter. So it's the reason why so many of you saw last week what happened to the stock price. And if you haven't done something around the stock price, you're losing out on marketing, because you can get a lot of leverage off of what's happened in the stock. You just send that out to people, especially the kind of people you want to attract in your business, because we're all looking for business builders. We're looking for perhaps somebody a little outside of our comfort zone that we wouldn't normally approach. Some people like to call it the chicken list. Well, this stock price issue, people know the number one highest, fastest growing stock in the marketplace. And Manatech was number one for, back-to-back 2 days in a row. So people are staring at this. There's a huge awareness of Manatech in the business arena right now. So take advantage of that. Okay? Anyway, it's great to know that. It's great to see our company back on track. The officers are doing great. By the way, you know, when we had the Texas AG thing, for those of you who have been around long enough to know, our little blip in our history around testimonials and going out and telling everybody how it healed, cured, and mitigated every disease known to mankind, which turned out not to be the most legal way to do business. So that little blip, at the time that happened to us, Manatech had over $80 million in the bank. And over the fighting that legal battle and shrinking the company over that, I mean, they didn't intentionally shrink it, but a lot of people didn't know how to share Manatech. And they ended up leaving Manatech and looking for, you know, grass is greener on the other side, because they didn't know how to share without being able to tell live testimonials. Well, the $80 million kind of dissipated, and finally we were down to, like, scratch. I mean, Manatech's never been a company that goes into debt except just operational debt, like when you buy goods and services on a 30-day or 90-day or 60-day, you know, pay period type thing. They've never gone out and borrowed any kind of money against anything else. That's just part of what Sam Castor's philosophy, biblical philosophy, and so they stuck with that same philosophy. But they really were scratched bare bottoms and really had to tighten the ship in the last couple of years really tight. Well, today they have over $41 million in their bank account. So, yes, this company is in a great place, a great spot. It's, you know, and you got that feeling this weekend at the event that it's like this. I wanted to say, we're back. You know, anyway, so, and Al Valla got up there and he just said, he talked about, you know, comparing network marketing companies. He made the idea that, you know, 90% of the people in Manatech just take products. And that's an awesome thing because, you know, so many network marketing companies kind of like they don't really care so much about their product. They just care about the business model and making money. And that's true about, you know, I haven't been in any other ones, but I hear story after story after story. I work with people out there who've been in 20 different network marketing companies and all they want to do is show me how to make $10,000 in 4 weeks. And I go, next question, you know, I mean, that's so Greek to me, I don't even know it, right? I don't know what they're talking about. But they, you know, it's all about that whole kind of superficial model to use it to make money. And of course, Manatech isn't that way. And the people in those companies, the minute it does no longer producing enough income for them, they're gone because it never was about the product, ever. With Manatech, we are all about science. We're top science, top products. And that's our reputation in the industry. And thus, when you build a business with Manatech, I said, you never have to worry about longevity because your consumers will never stop taking the product. that such phenomenal products and phenomenal science. So he talked about that. He also talked about that incredible growth that we've gone over before in the direct sales industry of the last year, $168 billion in direct sales volume, 96 million people. Direct sales grew by 8%, retail only 4%. So we're growing twice as fast as retail now. So that's just huge, gigantic proof. When you look at the new economy, get real. People don't want to waste time going to shopping malls. They really want to, by the touch of their finger, to be able to buy products, buy things, take care of events because they're so busy. We have so much information flow. We have so many things going on in our life. It's a different world today, and it presents a new economy, which means direct sales is going to get bigger and bigger and grow faster and faster and become more a part of everyone's life. Ron and Paulette, Roy got back. They talked about their visit to Congress. They went to the Direct Sales Association. They had a group of associates from different companies go out to Washington, D.C. to talk to congressional reps and people in Congress. And Ron and Paulette Roy were chosen by Manitech to represent us. And they said the most overwhelming part of it, besides just being overwhelmed by the fact they were talking to these, you know, politicians, national politicians, was the fact that when they interacted with the DSA people, the top of the DSA Direct Selling Association, they kept hearing this incredible honor and respect they had for Stan Frederick and the Manitech officers, how they'd managed through the tough time and be able to pop back up and be the company they are today. Again, they just had overwhelming respect for that. But the other thing they heard over and over again is, you guys are the science company. You have the best product and the best science in our marketplace. And it just, talk about helping to build your belief system. The Roys have been on fire. I mean, these have been turning points in their business. Amanda Luttrell talked about visualize. Of course, we know that it's what you visualize, you create. And Al Bala, again, if you can't manage your day, you can't manage your life. So maybe you look at a microcosm of what are you doing day by day, each day in your life. Luciano discussed duplicate. That's what our business is, major concept in our business, and if you're not duplicating, then you're not going to make it. And another great aspect of that is look at yourself. This came up later in the trainings, that when you look at yourself and you say, I'd love to have three of me in my downline, if you can say that, you're going on the right track. If you say, wow, I don't want three of me in my downline, now what you want to do is say, okay, let me take a look at myself. Where do I need to shift? Because this business is about duplication, and if you're not cutting the mustard, you sure as heck don't want to get too involved in duplication because you don't want to duplicate failure or insignificance or, you know, just playing at it, because you're not going to build a business for yourself if you duplicate that. Friday night, opened the event. Ray Robbins kicked off and gave his little story about being a helicopter pilot. That was a great story. I put some notes in the outline for you all to read. Al Bala then came up, and he talked about he'll never forget the day that changed his life when a friend of his in 1980 asked him, what are you doing next Tuesday night? And when he went to that meeting, his total life changed. He saw vision. He saw reality. He tasted the water. He said, I'm not going to finish college. Why would I finish college when I can go do this and make millions, right? And so he just walked away from his, and he decided this was his kind of model that he wanted to participate in, because he could see himself work hard at something, just without, it's not a hard things to do, but work hard replicating the same behavior day in, day out, and accomplish great things and create incredible wealth. Statistics show 75% don't like their jobs today, and the major reason isn't because they're not making enough money or their boss. Most of it is because people just feel like what they do doesn't make a difference. Well, do not look for the best, be the best. And what we have today really makes a gigantic difference in so many ways, so much more than what you see in other network marketing businesses. I mean, you have the incredible science products that change people's lives from a health perspective. You have the incredible Mission 5 Million, and you have a great comp plan to let people financially make a huge difference in their life. He talked about the economy and why we need to be different. And he goes, basically, it's all about believing something's possible. So what is Platinum Presidential? It's a belief. So you can look at yourself and say, I am PPD. I mean, that's what the Chinese are doing up in Vancouver, and they're making PDs like nothing else. They're popping them like popcorn. That's what they're doing in Korea. Korea last year went from 50 presidential directors to 100 in 1 year, 12 months. So popping presidentials. But what is it? It's their belief. They believe it, they have the vision, and they create it. Rob Sennett then got up and he talked about just kind of like the history of glyconutrients. And he showed the three roles that he played. He came in as a scientist. McAnally produced this phenomenal glyconutrient product and then left Manitech. And when he came in, all we had was anecdotal information, i.e. we had testimonials. We had the Fisher Proceedings books, which were all full of testimonials and different, you know, anecdotal information, no double-blind placebo studies. And so he had a ton of that. But he also had a terrific science team, most of which stayed even though McAnally left. So what he did is he filled the gap. He went out and he pursued dozens of peer-reviewed studies, giving us validity for all the science we had, the products, and helping us to quiet the ridicule. And, in fact, you need to know recently one of the review studies, if you go back to the 2000, and you can get this on the manitechscience.org, 2010, Robert Sinnott did a review study with Ramberg and another gentleman, and that piece has become the most highly cited in the National Library of Medicine. Most highly cited. What do you think about our science, people? And just last week, Rob received, and this is just a classic example, he said, I received a note last week from a major researcher for pharmaceutical industry saying, thanks for all the terrific contribution Manitech has made for the glyconutrient and glycobiology industry. Awesome. So we have arrived, people. Everybody recognizes Manitech today and the role we're playing. We were the first to use nutritional glycobiology, and, of course, it's now become widely accepted. Validation is strong. He talked about the patent portfolio we have that protects us from all the unscrupulous competitors out there. The beautiful thing I really felt from Rob was when he talked, and by the way, he took off his shirt. First wore a science coat, then he put a suit coat on because he became CEO, and then he took off his shirt and he was Superman, which was really cute. And if you know Rob, it's so outside his personality to do something like that. It was kind of cute. But the neat thing that he said, you know, this position as CEO has been a life fulfillment for him. It's what he's always wanted. He looks at it as a life fulfillment. He's been able to go to all these universities and take these advanced science courses, top universities, Oxford, all across the world, and to further serve all of us. And when he said he's going to spend the rest of his life repaying that kindness that we've shown to him. Now, that's awesome from us. From a CEO, come on, people, doesn't happen. Just really incredible how fortunate we are to have such a man in charge of this company. And this upcoming 2015, he's just challenging all of us to get out of our comfort zones. He did. He put on three different coats, science to suit coat to a Superman coat, right? And he's saying, we need to do the same thing. What are we going to do in 2015 to make a difference in our lives? Al Bala then got on stage, talked about Jason Lester, showed us the video closeout of Jason Lester, because Jason now, of course, is done with his run, 83 days, 2,688 miles. I mean, phenomenal, world record setter. And he's still in China, by the way, so that's why he wasn't at the convention. Hopefully we'll get to see him at Manifest. And he just said, you know, that's great. And we got to see the video closing all that out. But he said, for all of us, it was a 100-day challenge, right? Trackers are all about habits. And if you don't think Jason Lester has to absorb habits in order to do what he did, my gosh. We take action, things start turning around. And that's what's happened in Manitech. This 100-day challenge has worked with lots of people. They jumped on board. Some of you are a little slow to get out of the gates. I have to admit that I didn't check my 100-day challenge sheet every day, but it did cause me to sign up more people in the last 90 days than I did probably in the last 9 months. So it made a big difference in my activities as well. But I just am continuing to fine-tune those habits to make sure I'm following that daily action tracker. And we as leaders need to lead by example. If you expect your people in your organization to do it, you've got to do it. Otherwise, you're just a fraud. This isn't about getting to national director, executive, or presidential, or whatever, and just sitting back and watching your people work. Yeah, you take on a different role in leadership, and you may not sign up as many people as that brand new person who comes in on fire and gets 20 people in the first 5 days or 10 days. But if I don't continue registering people and getting new people involved, I can't look at my organization and expect them to. So lead by example. So take action on the fundamentals. We all know what those are. Just look at the daily action tracker if you're not clear. They're outlined there like black and white. So, and when he said the words, if you can manage your day, just tackle one day, manage that day, you'll find that you can manage your life. And the opposite is true. If you can't manage a day, then you'll never manage your life. We talked about the M5M Foundation beginning January 1. We're awaiting the IRS 501c3 status, and we're transferring all the products, the Phytoblend that we're shipping all over the world to orphanages. Manitech's taking that in-house now. They met with Sam and Manna Relief, and they said this is best for both parties because it made no sense to be over at Sam's place because he's doing a totally different company out of that facility. We're paying for overhead. All of that made no sense, and they're also doing contributions through Sam's new company, so that's great. And Sam even told him, he says, no, I was waiting for this to happen because it's best if you manage yours and we manage ours. We can do more together that way than if we try to, by being separate than we can do together. So he says he always knew the day was going to come. He was just waiting for it to happen. And they believe that M5M Foundation will begin starting January 1. We're still making massive contributions through Manna Relief to the field. So there's still $500,000 worth of products of Phytoblend being shipped out on behalf of Manitech. But the other things it's going to do for us is we're going to be able to deliver the product more efficiently. There's going to be more transparency for us because we'll have all the immediate direct data. And we can keep a closer eye on everything that we're doing and building relationships with our partners. And Sarah Bowen is new. She was head of HR. She's been with Manitech 9 years. Terrific gal. I've met with her a couple times already because I kind of had the insight that knew that this was coming down a couple weeks ago. And I met with her about some of the work we're doing out in Lubbock and other areas to get local organizations here in the U.S. to be Phytoblend recipients. And she's the new executive director. Neat gal. If you haven't met her, I hope you all can make it to Manifest so you get a chance to. She's just really solid as a rock, loves the Lord, and this is her dream. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people stood on stage this weekend and just said, this was life-fulfilling. I mean, this experience with Manitech, with being a presidential director in Manitech or coming on board, brand new associates that got to regional or national and how life fulfilling this experience is for them. They found their voice, and Sarah Bowen is the happiest in the world. She couldn't be happier with being an executive director of the new foundation. So as Rob says, she's my perfect little sister that I never had. And Bob Adam then talked about metrics. Manitech's going into this system where they're going to be, you know, looking at everybody's production, and they have defining metrics. This is really great for those analysts on the call today. I like it, but I'm not an analyst. I'm a promoter type, but I do have that aspect of me. Obviously, as a tax lawyer, I had to develop some of that, or I was going to fail miserably. But the growth metrics, the production metrics, they're going to keep track of that on people, and they're going to have reward systems that they're developing. Every 3 months, they're going to do this quarter by quarter, every 3 business periods. So that's what they're looking at, just so everybody knows that, and look at the different items that they're talking about measuring. And we're going to get some materials out to help everybody measure themselves as well, so you can keep on top of how you're doing amongst those metrics. But it just heads up on what's coming. Bo Short then got on stage, what to expect this weekend. He just kind of talked about what we all have in store, and he kind of covered what we saw. The three-point plan it's just a name. The system's been around for years. We just call it three-point plan. That's how it came out of South Africa, but it's not South Africa's. It's ours. It's now a Manitech three-point plan. It's how we are teaching and training and developing people in this business. And it's all about commitment, right? He said, I could care less if you leave this place excited. I want you to leave here committed. Yeah, powers, understanding the three powers and start applying them daily. You know, we know what those are: unity, spoken word, submission, right? Structure, understand the two-leg concept, how to grow your business, and placing people at the depth of the organization, at the bottom of that taproot. That taproot is what you're going to grow, so it impacts everybody upline from it. Strategy is listen and learn how to grow. We just listen and learn how to grow. Change you, invest in you, and he said, I don't care if you don't like to read, read. It's a bottom line. I don't care if you don't like to read, read. Yeah, because you know what? Or listen to it, exactly, because some people listen to tapes and things like that because there's so much knowledge out there. People, that's why, everybody on this call knows how much I love to read. In fact, the girls that are redoing my house right now, they said, you have one heck of a lot of books. I must have, 8-10 bookshelves full of books. I'm an avid reader. It's a lending library. I do lend out to my organization. When they come, they can pick any books they want and take them with them and just send them back in the mail to me. I love that aspect of it. But I love to read anytime. And right now I've got 2 books that I'm reading because I invest in myself. If that's the way I grow is by reading. I spend time, and that's why I spend time in Scripture every day, because that's an investment in me. It's about how do I grow closer to the Lord? I read. I spend time in Bible studies. It's the same with Manatech. You want to grow in Manatech. You really want to get this business down, and you want to do it efficiently and effectively and quit stumbling. You got to read. You got to put time into learning from the experts, really. And if you have, you don't know what books to read, call your upline or call somebody crossline that you respect and ask them. Tell them what your issue is or what you perceive it. They'll even be able to help you uncover what that issue is if they ask the right questions. And then they can make suggestions on some books that will really move you forward. But mentoring is also important, trust me, because, when I work with people about reading, what's the first thing I say? Even on my Achiever Counseling calls, when people tell me they're reading a book, I said, okay, so what did you learn and how is it changing your life? To me, a book isn't worth anything unless you learn something and it's changing your life. What's a good book? You might as well read fiction all your life, So it's about what am I doing differently from what I do it out of coming out of this event. In fact, all of you on the call that were at the event, I ask you one simple question. Out of everything that happened at the event, choose only two things, max three, on what's going to change your life out of that event. Because you can't choose 10. It won't work. You can only work on, and then work on one at a time. Because this event was so powerful that you want to move your business forward, pick one major thing. You can make a list of three or something, but pick one at a time and just dedicate your life to move in that direction. So that's important to us. So read. Great. He also talked about regional system that Manatech's putting in place, which is really exciting, and it should be exciting for all of you on the call today. Because what this is about, it's about what? It's about having regional conferences. Every 3 to 6 months or so, they're going to have regional conferences all across the country, and the commitment that he mentioned, but I still can't even understand how they're going to do it in Texas, no less all over the country, but they said that it would take no more than 2 hours for you to get there, a drive of 2 hours to get, because the power in associating with people is unbelievable. And if you were at the event this weekend, you get this. If you've been to any of Manatech's events, you get it. The power of that association, I mean, the love that we have for each other in Manatech, the unity in presidentials, how we love on each other and hug on each other and share ideas. And even when we have upsets, we always get over them and move on because we understand there are blips in the road, but a relationship is core and critical and most important all. So it's uplifting. We edify each other. It's all, and it's just, there's tremendous power in all of that. And he says, you must wake up today and know the world is perfectly made for you. Do something great in your life. Saturday. Okay, that was Friday night. Good, we're moving right along. Half an hour left. I think I can get this, Lydia. Okay, root me on here, kids. I got to get through the rest of these 14 pages or whatever. All right, Saturday, Joel Bickman. Yes, he talked, what a great, hey, trust me, you guys, we got the best. In fact, let me just give you a side note about Joel Bickman. Like, he's become like one of my favorite people in all Manatech, although I keep saying I have a lot of those, don't I, Lydia? The corporate staff is just, it's gelling. But Joel Bickman is one of my faves. We did when they found him, they found a diamond. Anyway, he had a group of us, about 15 presidentials, that met with a branding expert on Friday afternoon for almost 4 hours. And we hammered out, who are we? What is our emotional traits? What are our functional traits? How are we perceived? This guy is a brilliant guy. He's worked with top 500 companies. No ego, which I love. When I find a person that walks with you, it's with no ego, or surely doesn't reveal it, it's a lot easier to work with them. And if you could have been, I wish I could have invited all of Manatech people into that branding exercise, because if you could have just been a spectator to see all these presidentials shooting out ideas, pounding out ideas, it was just amazing. Everybody was open, honest, just let whatever flowed out of their mouth come out of their mouth. And it was a great, great share. So they're doing a huge development around our brand, and because branding is so critical today. And maybe I'll do even a talk on that would help all you guys, because I learned a lot from this. He spent an hour and a half training us first before we even got into the exercises. So incredible. So that's exciting. But yeah, of course, he didn't do that from stage. I just gave you that insight about what happened on the sidelines with some presidentials. Before everybody got there, that was actually Friday afternoon. But he talked about GlycoBoom. Thanks, Lord. they could hear me getting dry. So he talked about GlycoBoom, which is a terrific product. By the way, we're finding in my organization, just to let you know, we're finding the young kids in their 20s are falling in love with this product. They love it. The parents are calling me going, but Mary Jo, it's $4 for each one. You know? So here was my suggestion. I said, you know, those young kids, they don't need all of that that's in that tube. If we just cut the product in half and we called them GlycoBooms, they would take it and they'd still be in love with it, right? And it'd still have a great impact in their body because there is so much manipul in there. Oh, my gosh. That's why we're hearing these phenomenal testimonials from people from everything from A to Z, right? I say A to Z because we are not allowed to discuss our products and specific diseases, right? So we just say from A to Z. Got it, everybody? Good. That's another way you can talk about it, from A to Z. So they're talking about all these things and how a great impact. So here's my – I went to Joel Bigman. I said, Joel, I got a great idea. Listen, what we need to do is cut the product in half, make little like mini GlycoBooms. You know, we call them GlycoBoom sticks. Sell those $2 a piece to all the young kids. They'll go like crazy. They'll put them in their body every day. It's awesome. And then the bigger sticks that are twice the product like we have today, we'll just call them GlycoBaboom. What do you think? Give me some feedback on that, people. We'll just see if we can't get that passed. So, but it's, you know, the product's terrific. By the way, if you haven't been on the website, it's up today, Monday. There's a GlycoBoom, especially a GlycoBoom website, and it has a copy of the chart. Manatech put together a chart, a marketing chart that showed a comparison of what it's like to Emergency and Arbonne's product. And they had like 7 different products that are called Supreme Immune Boosters. And you'll see how our product blows them away. So just take a peek at that chart and you'll really be able to go out there and market this product as well. So it's a great one. I love them. I mean, I don't take them every day. I'm not an every day, but you bet as I'm just talking on the phone here, guess what I pulled out of my little, you know, little cup I had on my desk was a GlycoBoom. So I have them handy, ready to go. When I feel I need them, they're in there. He says, facts tell, stories sell. So that whole thing premised into showing the new video of Amber Toast. And hopefully you guys have had a chance to see it. Lydia, I think, posted on the internet somewhere. So we sent it out to our entire organization after we got it at the presidential event on Thursday night. It is terrific. In fact, it is so great. The minute I saw it on Thursday night, let me tell you about this. I'm watching this incredible video that has these testimonials, of course, all compliant, and it has Dr. Sinnott on it. And guess who else? Ben Carson, twice. He's on it twice, and it says he uses it every day. He started using it years ago, and he's using it even today because he values it. So, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's something, it's like 9 minutes long. So here's my new marketing approach. You know, our whole job is to let the materials do the talking. Our job is to build relationships. So here's my new marketing advice to all of you. You get a business card, get the link on it for that video, that 9-minute video. And some people are just they bought a bunch of DVDs and they're going to hand them out, and that's okay too. But I just don't think people are playing their DVD players very much anymore. So we got to get up with, you know, where we are today in the world. In fact, I don't even know where my DVD player is in my house anymore. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, it could just be because I'm under a lot of clutter. That's what my friends would tell me who are redoing my house. But other than that, but the idea here is, this is what I said. You meet somebody new, you talk to them, you get to know them because it's all about building relationships, right? When you get to the end of the conversation, you go, you know what, it was great meeting you. And let me tell you, I'd love to share something with you. I've been taking this incredible breakthrough technology product that's totally changed my life and the life of my family. And I thought, you know, maybe you'd be interested in looking at it. And you hand them your card and you go, watch this. You hand them the glyconutrient brochure we've made and say, read this. And then you say, call me. Watch this, read this, call me. 6 words. How would you like to market Manatech with 6 words? Watch this, read this, call me. You like it? All right. It was my whole new technique, so I've been kind of promoting that to everybody. I think it's a great idea because the Glyco brochure is so terrific, and a lot of you bought them already from Lydia, and we've been using it for a couple of years in our organization effectively because it's the science. You don't have to get into the science. It's right there, and that's what it's made for. It's not a brochure about Amber Toast. It's a brochure about glycobiology. So it gives them all that background science that you want to get in their hands so they get it, right? So so you don't have to talk about the blue balls on the cell surface. But anyway, that's my idea. And you guys will love the new video. You know, definitely get the DVDs. I mean, look at them, love them, fall in love with them. But like I said, I think that, and we talked to marketing about this, you know, they want to sell out their DVDs, and that's fine. Let's sell them out. But you know what? It needs to be on a website, because that's the only way that people are really going to use it. Dr. Nugent, he just got on stage to promote his event, which was, as I said earlier, 5 hours of everything from A to Z. And you'll love the training next Monday. All I can tell you is don't miss it, because he did a great job on how to share. He did a great job on the psychology of sharing. So that's huge, because so many of us make mistakes up front that we can't overcome, no matter how excited or enthusiastic we are, because we just presented it wrong to start with. Our psychology was wrong in our approach. So he talked about, and then his new bundles, you know, his immune system bundles, all the different bundles for the different parts of the body. He went over all those. So, again, next week you'll get all that. Bo got on stage, went through the new business presentations, a flip chart presentation. You can find it. It's called a guide to a Business Opportunity, and you can find it on the Resource Library. So I just suggest you go through it. If you have no idea what you're going to say as you're paging through it when you're with people, then what you want to do is wait until Bo comes out with the video, because he's doing that. I think he's doing an audio and a video on it. So that'll probably be forthcoming in the next week to 10 days. But it's a colorful piece. It's a good piece to share kind of a cash flow quadrants and who we are and how the business works for that's at different levels. So take a peek at it and see if it's something you can use and share. And I know they handed out laminated copies to all the presidentials on Thursday night. So it kind of goes along with what we're doing on Tuesday, Manatech Now, which you know I love to do. I just love being on stage, and I love sharing that information with people. So now they have a flip chart for everybody in the field. Bob Adam discussed the three powers, unity, spoken word, submission. He really talked about rhythm, the incredible importance of getting rhythm in your life. I mean, if this is a business that you want to do, then get a rhythm. Follow your daily action tracker. And for some of you, I have plenty of people in my organization that they're not going to go out and show the plan 15 times a month, because they're not interested in, they don't want to be presidential director. That's not their goal. Their goal is maybe just to add a little bit of income. There are a lot of people in my organization, their goal is just, Mary Jo, I'd love to go out and help other people, because they have such a passion to help. They're servants' hearts. You know, we tend to attract people like us, and that can be good, and it can be not so good. So you because whatever, that's why I always tell people, look in your downline and say, would I like three more of me in my own downline, right? So you want to start working on self. But for people who just want to be servant's heart, then set up a different daily tracker for them, just so they get out and say, hey, try to share with at least one person a day, right? You can do that. We have people that we interact with every single day, just because it's not going to fall in your lap. You've got to take the initiative to talk about it. So if you just go out and do, maybe it's one a day or something. But the flow that people who are really want to build this business or are serious about building a business with this is follow the daily action tracker. I'm committed to that. I walked out of this event this week and I said, you know, I put up my wall. I ticked a few marks. I said, time to get serious. Because, again, if I want my people to do it, I want to do it every day. Tick that every single day. So I'm going to have that daily tracker on my desk every day checking it off. So do the daily action tracker. Go to your biweekly meetings. Make sure you're showing up. Make sure you're bringing people. The monthly trainings every month in your area, go and show up for those. The regional meetings, make sure you go to those. And, of course, come to the national events like the leadership event. All of that, that's all rhythm. In South Africa, they're doing the rhythm, and the rhythm produces results. And, of course, the culture is so important, too. We're about edification. We're about unity. We're about submission. We're about, what, the spoken word. We only speak up. Anytime we have something, if there's something negative, what do we want to do? Go upline with it at the appropriate times. But if it's something, otherwise we want to maintain total positive. And we even had a guy on stage that said, you know what, somebody came up to me in a meeting, he raised their hand and started grabbing about shipping or something, and I said, this is not the place or the time. And it's right. We are about positive. We're taking this company to a new level. We're going to help save 5 million kids. So let's do it the right way, right? Do it the right way. Choose to be different. Choose to be different. Choose to make a difference by being different. Be patient, persistent, passionate. Look at yourself. There's a piece in there about having three of your own dog. He also spoke about, he said the entire piece by Steve Jobs, The Crazy Ones, expressing how crazy the people in South Africa are. And he says they really are. They truly work so hard. They're crazy people. They're so focused, so on, and it's the crazy ones that are going to make the difference, right? And he said, if you want to, you know, if you want to deal with the past, he said, as Bo says, let it go. And he spread his arms out. He was really funny. Just like if you were at the youth event last year, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let it go. In fact, my people are still saying that. Let it go. When I get on their case, they look at me and say, Mary Jo, let it go. I'm kidding. It's funny. The future, it is time to believe in our future, people. People's lives depend on it. So does yours. So does your family. So do the people around you. And every time somebody looks at me and goes, well, I have enough. I get by. I'm doing fine. I said, what about your next-door neighbor? What about the guy down the street? What about the one at the shelter? What about the woman that's, you know, every Les Brown said every time there's a 1% drop in unemployment, 10,000 women get battered. Do you get this? The abuse that occurs because a guy gets laid off his job because he's max stressed. And who takes the beating, right? It's a tough thing, incredible. I never heard that statistic before, so it moved me. But, you know, we have a solution for so many people's problems out there. And we just got to appreciate what we have in our hand and go out and share. Will everybody say yes? Absolutely not. But you know what? There will be the ones that do. And those are the ones we're going to help. Because you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped, right? That's a given. All right, next, Steve Hines. He got up and talked, and Steve, of course, is the upline to the Platinum out in Vancouver. Happy Team. He's got the Happy Team under it. If you don't know what the Happy Team is, just come to one of our conventions, and you'll find them. It's the Happy Team. They're great, and I love those people. Anyway, he talked about when he got started, but does this sound like any of you? His two major things stopped him, himself and his limiting beliefs about who he was, and number two, his skill set. He just had limiting beliefs about what he could do. So does that sound like any one of you? Absolutely. We all were there, right? Now he's a silver presidential making, you know, tremendous six figures every year, doing terrific with platinums underneath him. He talked about his story about unifying his medical school class, and instead of they were told only 130 you would pass, and Steve got together and got everybody together and all those egos, and he said, why don't we do this together and make sure every one of us passes? So we're all in this. If one's not going to pass, none of us pass. So we're all in this together. And the entire class passed. Isn't that incredible? So it's the power of unity. He experienced it. He led it. So he gets it. He says our leadership culture is unity, harmony, prosperity. We want to incorporate the three powers of unity, submission, and spoken word. CDs in your car change your life, so do it. Leaders are readers. Again, emphasizing the concept of reading or listening to CDs. A culture of personal development. The more you grow, the more your people will grow. And find your why. For him, he said, freedom. Mine's freedom, baby. It's freedom. He's so cute. And we have hope. We give hope to people for love, for life, for freedom, for happiness. And then the best speaker of the weekend. I'm just kidding. Everybody's laughing. Okay, yes, they put me on stage. Okay, so I got to be on stage, and it was an honor to be on stage. And I never take it for granted because you never know when it's going to start or stop. But it's an honor to be up there to teach. You know how much I love to teach and train. And they asked me to speak on Achiever Counseling. So I did a whole piece on Achiever Counseling. It all starts with unity and submission, spoken word. All of that applies in your counseling, your mentoring sessions. And it's about building leaders. For those of you who haven't read The Leadership Revolution by Orrin Woodward, read it. Don't go another week without having read that book. There are five levels of influence. The first one starts with learning. So the first thing you do is go out and learn. The second one, now we start performing, just like Manatech. We learn, we perform, we start signing people up, we start doing it. Then all of a sudden we get people on our downline, we need to start leading them. So we look around, we go, oh my gosh, how do I lead? Da, da, da. And the fourth level is developing leaders. And that's what Achiever Counseling is. It's all about developing leaders. So it's at the fourth level that you start doing the Achiever Counseling. That doesn't mean that you don't teach and train people before that, because you're always in a teaching training environment. But this is a development of leaders. So it's different. It's reaching out in a whole nother level. So you're developing leaders. So again, read the book, especially that chapter, before you ever start Achiever Counseling. You must read that chapter. And it's one of the reasons I mentioned I'm from stage probably two or three times. One of the reasons I love our new approach, I love the Achiever Counseling, I love the three-point plan, is because we're no longer chasing GPV. I mean, my whole life it's been about chasing GPP. How do I get the regional director? Right? I need 1,500. No, more than two-thirds over here and over here. And I'm chasing, you know, how do I get an order? Let me call five people and get them put in an order, and then I get there. Ah, forget it. We're not chasing GPP anymore. Yeah, in order, you know, it's qualification. That's how you do it. But this whole business is now about building leaders. It's about working to have healthy legs. And then the GPV automatically shows up. I'm not going out there just to find a sale. Now, are we going to still find a lot of consumers? Of course. But if we don't start working on building leaders, building ourselves as a leader, we're never going to make this business work. It's important to put the investment into building yourself as a leader as well as developing leaders in your organization. When we first go out and prospect, what are we looking for? We're looking for the three H's. The first one, it's no longer hungry, it's now hungry. And we want to be hungry. That comes from Les Brown. He was terrific. You got to be hungry. Yeah, right. You got to be hungry. Yeah. So our guest speaker was awesome about that one. So we want to be hungry. What does it mean? It means people want something. They want a different thing. They want something so badly, they're willing to do something about it. And what that why is, we don't know. That's why we have them start with why. We love the book. We want to keep asking them questions and until we figure out what that why is. Because if they don't have their why, and a lot of people don't have a why. Why don't they have a why? Because they quit dreaming about anything being different than what their life is today. And that's called depression. It's why we take so many antidepressants in this world. So the idea is that we start building with people a why. Build a dream. Grab that dream back. We are the American dream. We are the country with the American dream. It's not gone anywhere. You might have discarded yours, but it's time to grab it back. So it's about being hungry, that you're hungry. Honorable means teachable. Honorable just means integrity. Work with your new associates. What do you do when you kick off? The first steps are what? Have fun, tell stories, stay close to upline. That's it. And you bring your people along, get their team bonus first, then regional director status, and then lead, guide, and direct them to ND. Once they're national director, then you determine if they qualify for achiever counseling. And the statistics in terms of what it takes to be an achiever is on the achiever counseling form. So you can just get that off the website and read those. It's 15 SDPs. You know how many associates you're signing up, that you're participating in TOMS, you're attending the meetings, you're doing all these things that are required. Now, a lot of people aren't doing that today, which I mentioned from the stage, because I said, if I would have only been able to get people who are qualified as achievers in my downline, when I took this on 4 months ago, which is the beginning of August, I started doing achiever counseling, I wouldn't have had one person in my entire downline. I had not one person in my downline that was actually showing the plan 15 times a month. Today, I have three. But it's because I took them on, I said, so when are you committed to becoming achiever? Okay, so they every single month they grew. They showed the plan more. Each month by month, they started showing the plan more and showing the plan more. It put the emphasis on the habits that are going to make them the best they can be. And that developed them into now qualifying as an achiever. So I'm suggesting to everybody, since this hasn't been part of our culture historically, that cut some slack on this. But don't chase people into being achievers. Don't make somebody an achiever who's not an achiever. Don't just pick up anybody in your organization because they're your friend and call them an achiever. Because the problem is then you're going to argue that the achiever counseling doesn't work. And the important characteristics you need, this comes right out of the book, the Leadership Revolution book. You need five critical additional characteristics. Remember, prospecting, we look for hungry, honorable, and honorable. When you were looking for achievers, you look for activity. They got to be growing and rolling and working with people. Respect. The person must have respect for you. The person must have respect for you. If they don't respect you, don't take them on. It will never work. Never work. You might want to work on why is that respect not there? And it might not be about you. It might be about them. But whatever it's about, it's not going to work. Connectedness. You need to like each other because you're going to be spending a lot of time with each other. These achiever counseling sessions are over an hour long, so you don't want to be working all the time with people you don't like. That's one of the beauties of network marketing. You get to choose who you work with, right? Relatability, attitude. Positive attitude is critical. Relatability, they need people skills. They need to have people attracted to them because that's the way they grow, right? So all of that is critically important, and everybody should want to become an achiever. Why? Because you want mentorship. Mentorship is absolutely critical. You want somebody else's hindsight to be your foresight, right? That's what you're working on. So no longer chasing that GPV. go after leadership. Judy Quick and Dana, one of her people, got on board. It was a great little share about how she went to this was a woman she met at a meetup group, and she went to her network marketing presentation first, and then she found out she had a health challenge, got her start on Manatech, and never looked back. Luciano talked about edification of upline, downline, crossline. Be proud of being a Manatech business. So edify Manatech and their officers and the company and the products as well. Your upline is your lifeline, so always edify your upline. Even if they're not active, use edification words. You don't want negative words coming out of your mouth. There's no place for it. Your downline, never put people down. Even if they're not active, they're not doing anything. They're always cherished in your organization. And your crossline, you want to always edify your crossline. Don't counsel them, because their upline is the one that has a vested interest, but edify them. So we all operate in unity. Okay, Saturday afternoon, Bo Short got up and talked about a new training platform. They're developing a new site for everybody. I have built my own for my organization because we didn't have one. Now Manatech's putting one together, which is terrific. Manatech Basics, 101, 102, Fuel videos, external leadership development, all these things are going to be on there. I don't have a date of when it's going to come out, but soon. Probably June, is Lydia? Oh, January, they said. January. Everybody get that? January. Ricardo Sobalvero. I think that's the wrong spelling. I think it's S-O, Sobalvero. If you want to look him up, you can. He's from Venezuela. He's a new team champion member, and he just won two major CrossFit competitions. And let me tell you, girls, if I were 40 years younger, woo, listen to them. If I were 40 years younger and unmarried, I'd be so after this guy. I'd be, and you know what? Guess what? I went in, I actually told him that. So anyway, I had the whole group cracking up laughing. Here's this grandmother of seven telling this guy he's hot, right? Okay, funny, but he's cute as can be and wonderful guy. It was really a lot of fun. Bob Adam talked about the four basics, and then Ron and Paulette got up and talked about what's changed their life. They've made a major shift in their life. They said, start with why. Really helped convert that, but The Traveler's Gift, a must-read book. People highlight that in your outline. Go get it. Read it. If you haven't read it, put it on your reading book. It was suggested a number of times over the weekend. There's another book in here I'm going to suggest as well, but that's, of course, Sinek's book. We all know Start With Why. We've been talking about that for a long time. But read through this. Ron and Paul had a lot of great stuff. Wendy Kramer got on stage. She talked about purpose of showing the plan, the mindset that you need to have, materials you need to have to show the plan, the ways to show the plan, start with finding their why, you know, and she suggested everybody go back and look at that champions call. They're all put there in archives, how to close leads. That Bo did a great job on how to find somebody's why. You need to know how to do that. That's a skill set that needs to be developed for you to be good at this business. Okay, getting business started, and she talked, gave a lot of suggestions around that, and dress for success, all that great stuff. Judy Quick then got on stage. She's a great presidential as well. She had some brand new people up there. I think she did that review later. When she got up there the first time, she just talked about the MLMs, the follow-up system. She talked, that's what she focused on, the follow-up. Have a system, be organized, proper follow-up materials, be prepared. She has a list of links, which I do too. My entire downline has, because I have a Google, what do we have, a Google Drive, that we put all the materials that we use to follow up, that we attach to emails, and we have a list of links. There are our favorite links of different, you know, how we share different aspects, mission, business, and products. So we have all those links. So all we have to do is, it takes us 5 minutes to draft an email and pop those on there, because we pull it right out of Google Drive. You need to be organized. If you don't have a system and you're not organized, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Ham Bam is just, every time you make a meeting, set another meeting. Every time you have a meeting, set another meeting. You know exactly what the follow-up, you have exact, whether you hand them more materials, when are you going to be able to look at them, when can we get back in touch, 1 o'clock Friday work, great, I'll call you then, super. So you give them materials and you call them at 1 o'clock. So this is how it works. Have a meeting, book a meeting, constant. And she talked about Eric Worry. He's a guy that did Go for Pro, and he's got a great website. You can get his materials right off his website. This isn't promoting you buy anything, because it's all usable by everybody. This guy's giving back. Multimillionaire in network marketing, now he's giving back. And made a great statement, if we're honorable, our teams will forgive us. Amanda Luttrell was up on stage. She interviewed her business partner, Ron, and she's a great example of operating at level four. She's developing leaders. Ron was absolutely on stage, on fire for being on stage. He was like he was like Rob Sinnott talking about being fulfilled. He felt that was fulfillment. He always knew he belonged on stage, and he got up there, and it was awesome. And she's, you know, they talked about the rhythm in their organization. They have daily 6 o'clock in the morning calls. They have weekly meetings. They have biweekly things. They have monthly trainings. They're doing everything right, and this rhythm is just continuing to grow that organization. And they're from Canada, and they had the second most number of people show up at this conference. The first most and the award winners were the Hilliker team. Yeah. And I didn't take any credit. I just said, well, credit belongs to all my organization for showing up. But the most important thing is to know that if I'm in the backyard and I'm here in Dallas, I ought to be winning this. That's all I said to myself when they announced the contest. So anyway, Saturday night, Kathy Jackson interviewed a gal in her downline, a noon ND, and it was great. She talked about how they had to, and Kathy was super because she talked about how she had to drill so much to find this gal's why. And she finally discovered it because she had been so sick when she got married. She was barely alive. I mean, people were saying, oh, my gosh, if you marry this woman, you better be ready to take care of her in a wheelchair, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, she had some incredible results with her health. And so now she wants to pay back her husband for believing in her and going through all that tough time with her. And she decided, it took months for Kathy Jackson, 2-3 months for her to dig this out of her. And she said, all I want to do, because he's such a cowboy, I want to buy him a brand new pickup. So she's got this huge why. So she's out there working her butt off. I think she's already a national director. Cute as can be. It was a super interview. It was great. Johanna Bala gave an incredible, moving testimonial. You know, if you guys don't know Johanna's story, I mean, she came over from Colombia with her husband, 3 kids. He abused her. He got her thrown in jail. He left her. I mean, she didn't even know how to speak English. She's over here in this country. I don't even know if she had her legal status. I guess maybe, maybe not, but she had to go through. She had to find a job as a waitress. She lived in this crappy old apartment, and the church helped put all her furniture together. She had to walk everywhere, no car. It took her 9 months of savings before she bought her first car, which they nicknamed the Grape, because it was this purple little dumpy car, and she was so proud of it. You know, and that's where she started. And today, you know, Johanna's a gold presidential. She lives in a beautiful house. She has a beautiful BMW. She just, I mean, her life is a dream come true. And it's really dare to dream, do your dues. That means daily action trackers, health development, your TOMS, all those things, and design your destiny. I thought those were great remarks by her, so just remember that. Les Brown, the last thing we did then was Les Brown. Good, I'm on my last speaker. Woohoo! Okay, so bear with me for a few more minutes. And obviously, I couldn't get everything Les Brown said. My goodness, he was terrific. And I think he spoke to us for about an hour and a half, wasn't it, girls? Hour and a half. And some of his stuff, of course, applied to me, so I loved it. Old age is not for wimps. I love that comment. So you live long enough, you'll find out. You know, he's 70 years old now. He is incredibly inspiring and funny, as all get out. He was really cute in one part of the presentation. I put this in here so you guys can use it when you're doing trainings. He said, okay, everybody, put one finger in your ear. So everybody put one finger in your ear. And then he went on and he told us about this stuff. He goes, okay, now you take your finger out of your ear. He goes, isn't anyone going to ask me why I had you do that? I had to do that so the stuff wouldn't go in one ear and out the other. And it was hilarious. So maybe that could be a technique you use in one of your trainings. He is suffering from cancer. He had 7 metastasized spots. A year ago, he's going through, he calls them decancer treatments. And he says, the only downside of that is I get hot flashes. I don't know how you women live with them all these years. Anyway, then he made the comment, doctors, we can use as well. Doctors should never be able to tell people they're terminally ill. Rather, they should say, my services have reached a termination point, so now you better look elsewhere, or you should look elsewhere, right? He says, we live in the best place in the world to live. He travels all over the world. He said when he was in Manila, he saw a license plate that said, Yankee, go home, ... and take me with you. So everybody wants to be here. And yet we just complain about what we have here. I mean, it's the sorriest situation. You know, we live in the late greatest land of opportunity, and yet we complain, and we're down, and we can't figure it out, and everything's not going our way. Wah, 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 wah. I mean, Les Brown, let me tell you about this guy. He didn't grow up with his mom. He was adopted, a single mother, in, where was it, Alabama? Where was he? I don't remember. Yeah, either Louisiana or Alabama. Single mom, adopted 7 children. She just had a heart and passion for kids, and she hated these kids that were just dumped. So she adopted Les Brown and his twin brother, and he had a picture up on the screen. And he says, all we were handed were 2 pieces of sugar cane. we got two pieces of sugar cane. And it showed them in their backyard, you know, and their lifestyle. I mean, it was tough. And I know I grew up in, my parents didn't have much. I mean, it was incredible. We could never go out to eat. It was really tough. I had cream cheese and olive sandwiches and, you know, I mean, but my mom did the best she could. My dad was working, you know, hard at a job and we got by. And I remember those chocolate chip cookies where they put one chocolate chip in each cookie as my mom made them. And I had to eat 12 to get the chocolate I wanted. So at 5 years old, I concluded I'm never going to want for chocolate. And so that's my upbringing, but not, mine looked like living like a king compared to how Les Brown grew up. But he put a picture up there of Donald Trump, and he put a picture of himself and his brother with, and he goes, there's Donald Trump. His father gave him $200 million. He says, and there's me over there, and I got two. He got two. I got two pieces of sugar cane. He says, we both are millionaires today. Which one would you rather listen to? And everybody in the crowd yelled out, Les Brown. Right? Number one, we know the integrity of the other guy, and we're never going to listen to anything he says. And he's gone into bankruptcy about a half dozen times. But here's a quality guy that really pulled himself up by his bootstraps. He overcame the unthinkable to become a millionaire in life, and that's just awesome. It's just great. And he said there's a book that he read, and you put it in here, and I have never heard of it, so, you know, Mary Jo's going to go out and get it, or I should say Lydia's already on the track. It's probably on my iPad as we speak. But it's called The Road to Your Best Stuff by Mike Williams. It's a book that he introduced Les Brown to a Les Brown he didn't know existed. He says, die to who you've been to become who you were meant to be. Die to who you've been to become who you were meant to become. You have the ability to do more than you can ever imagine. Lean not on, and I love this too, of course, because of the Christian, and this guy's a strong Christian guy. He says, never ask how. He says, don't lean on your own understanding, right out of Proverbs, right? He said, just believe. Believe. Because where does that understanding come from? Not from inside of, right? We develop it, but the belief has to come first. What is your why? What changes do you need to make? Schedule, habits, radical change. This is what breakthrough means. It's change, how you show up. We've got to have breakthrough changes to have breakthrough results. And the speed of the leader is the speed of the group. So just look at yourself if you wonder why your group's not moving. And this is where he talked about the unemployment rate going up 1%, 10,000 women are battered, and we have an answer for that. And this is what we need. I mean, if that statistic doesn't wound you like it wounded me, we have an answer. I mean, Manatech presents the answer to all of us. We can go share that. We can share the future with other people, a brighter future with people. Why aren't we doing it? How we can show, and I love, I don't use this language, and I'm going to pick up on it. Do you guys get this? We can show people how to build their own economy. I never used that language, and I like that. It had a ring to me. Build their own economy. I'm going to show you how to build your own economy. We create value for people, and it's free. People need hope. And we have it. They need methods, and we have it. Telling your story can produce great impact and income. It is easy to do what is easy. Oh, it is, I love this quote, too. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. If you do what is hard, your life will be easy. And he is dead on in that one. Strategies, learn how to tell your story, create value for your audience, never let what you want to say get in the way of what they need to hear. The best leaders are the best listeners. Observe how they are listening to you as you are talking. Great strategies. Build them into your everyday life, right? These are critical concepts for our business. You have an energy signature. When you approach people, use your story strategically and experientially, and you will explode your business. Now, some of you are saying, well, Mary Jo, how do I tell my story? I don't know how best to tell my story. Guess what Les Brown did? He said, go to my website, yeslesbrown.com, and just include a comment, would like to learn how to tell my story, and he will help you do that. Isn't that awesome? It's right there on the last page of the outline. So just use that. I give it to everybody out there, even if you weren't at the convention. I'm passing this forward, paying it forward to all of you. He says, you got to find a statement that describes your journey. You've got to be hungry, right? Hungry, girls. You got to be hungry. I'll never pronounce that word again like I used to. Provide more service than you get paid for. Whoops, I found my first typo. That's some kind of miracle, people, the way I type this up. See, yeah, right? Midnight, right? Build relationships and listen. Give before you ask. You need to be willing to do what other people are not willing to do, right? And then the last quote from him, in order to do something you've never done before, you need to become someone you've never been. All right, people, how's that for a wrap-up? Everybody love it. Woo! Okay, any comments from the field? Did you pick up on anything? Go back, review the call, review the outline. Take your highlighter, pull off things that you want. Maybe even get your group together. And it's not about Mary Jo. Get your leader who was at the, if you had an upline that was at the event, grab onto them and have them come and share. Get your group together. Have a little party and share. New Manatech, new life, new culture. It's an incredible direction we're on. This is a path I haven't seen in a lot of years. A lot of people talked about, a lot of presidentials got together and we shared that this is the taste, the feel. We haven't had this, felt this, tasted this in a number of years. And, I mean, the excitement is back, people. So you decide whether you want to ride this wave, but I'm sure I'm all in, and I'm all in supporting you through this Monday call, whatever I can do. But get this information out. Drive this. Use the stock price and what's going on in the marketplace today, because we're moving forward, and I hope you join us and move forward with us. We love you.
Mary Jo, yep. I have a question.
Sure.
The website for Eric Worre, what was
Eric
that?
Worre's website, Lynn?
GoPro.com.
GoPro, GoPro.com.
Luciana told me he uses his book, GoPro, with anybody who gets started with him.
Yeah, Luciano loves to use the GoPro book, Eric Worre's book, with any brand new associate that comes on board who knows nothing about network marketing. Just like in the past, I used, you know, how you can be the best you can be in MLM by John Kalinch. Al Bala recommends GoPro as well. Both of them love that book. So it might be something you look into and you can use with your people, okay? Anything else? Any other comments, field? Did you enjoy it? Did you learn something out of our training today? Even those of you who might have gone to the event, it's a great wrap-up because, you know what, as Steve Nugent said, we hear what we choose to hear. And that's why it's fun to always have a wrap-up, a review, and I love doing them, and I love contributing and pouring into you guys this way. And I just lift you all in prayer and just watch you explode your businesses because we have the tools, we have the people, we have the we've always had the science and technology. But now I think we have the right people on the bus. We have the right people sitting in the right chairs and seats on the bus. And this bus is going only one direction, and that is up. So join us in that. Love you guys. Have a great week. And next week, remember, next Monday we'll talk about the entire science training and product training that Dr. Steve Nugent did on Sunday. So we'll wrap that up for you and give you all that insight as well. Thanks, everyone. Love you all.